We're gonna have to start eventually, so. did we start already? Like, I'm trying to see.
Oh, you might have.
No, we started on the audio, but I'm talking about here. Like, how do I? Oh, record. Well, as you have heard, Denise's bike. Okay, how are you doing, Denise? This is episode 49, by the way. Shout out to episode 49s, by the way. I am your host. L.A. Khalil, Denise, we're going to say Denise because it's Denise, D-Nice. How are you doing this week?
I don't know. How am I doing? How are you doing?
Thank you for your answer. Turn into a question. I'm in a good mood. I've been in a good mood for almost 2 weeks. Sunday will mark 2 weeks of me being in a good mood. And what I mean by being in a good mood, I can literally... As long as I'm not having a bad day, as long as it's not a negative day. We've talked about this before in the podcast with Derek, where we're having a neutral day. Not positive, but also not negative. And I feel like any day that's not negative is also positive. So I've had a mountain to climb to get into this mood. I've been going to church. I've been working out consistently, as Denise was just... with me a couple moments ago. I was doing vocal warm-ups. I've been doing that consistently. I've been learning Spanish on Spanish Dict consistently. Like, I've just been consistent, and I've been just trying to do more every so often, so my body isn't complacent, my mind isn't complacent. I'm just trying to, you know, strive for greatness, you know?
Man, it sounds like you're on top of your shit. So that's good.
I'm getting on top. I'm not on top yet, but I'm not on the bottom of my stuff. I'm just not on the top of it yet. So, with that being said, yeah, I'm in a good mood. I'm in great spirits, secure spirits. I know it's a long way, to the finish line, but you know, I'm not out of energy just yet. And also shout out to our sponsors. Our official, non-official sponsor, Gatorade, and
San Pellegrino.
Sparkling water is really good. So shout out to our official, unofficial sponsors of this episode. So what I really wanted to talk about, which is some real important stuff, I would like to know, because last episode we were talking about, you know, things that motivate us, things. I know what we were talking about again, but...
You wanted to get into something.
Wanting to get back into... Oh, I was talking about last episode.
Oh, right.
We were talking about, like, what motivates us. We're in L.A. Shout out to one of the lights coming off. Being in L.A., finding things that inspire us. We were talking about, like, our aesthetic and, you know, my room looks like this and things. Staying on the trend of just personal stuff, venting. I want to talk about venting, the healthy ways of venting, the positive things of venting, things of that nature. If I have something that I'm going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're my friend, Denise is my friend. So I'm going to hit her up with all of these. This my life is ending, but like,
don't put all this pressure on me.
I know, right? But it's like, okay, if she was to say, yo, this is a lot, this is making me feel bad, now I am feeling bad for making my friend feel bad for me being in a bad situation. Like, should I, you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if we're friends, that shouldn't be an issue of, well, you need to ask my mental where, you know what I mean? Because some people have that. It's like, oh my God, this is stressing me out, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like when people tweet or whatever, it's the warning, graphic warning or things of that nature. Should I have to have that with a friend of mine that's like my friend?
I would argue yes.
Why?
Well... I feel like you have to ask if your friend is available to get this emotional dumping. Because essentially how I view it is like, it's emotional dumping. Because if I'm not in the right state of mind, and you're over here just like, oh my God, all this stuff's happening, and like venting to me, mm-hmm. like you said, you don't know how I'm feeling. Because I don't know, I feel like, listen, I have that issue as far as like a lot of my friends like to come to me and like talk about whatever, which I'm always down to listen, but sometimes it gets overwhelming for me because then I start to feel bad, like you just said. That's why I think it's about setting boundaries. Yeah. And I know that's just something that I have to work on myself because I don't like hurting people's feelings.
Right. But, you're good at it, but.
But, yeah, I personally think that friends should check in, like, hey, because it's like, well, do you want advice? Or do you just want me to listen? Do you want me to give you my opinion? Or you just want someone to, like, hey, man, I got to get this off my chest, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what okay. I'm saying? It's just compartmentalizing, I guess.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're all dealing with stuff, so I don't really think it's fair, you know.
I understand that, and I think that's healthy. Yeah. I think that's really good because, you know, it shouldn't be like me, the bag, and you the can. I'm just putting all of this inside.
Mm-hmm. You're dumb.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it should be both ways of, hey, I'm available for you.
Yes.
And you're available for me. It shouldn't be half relationship. And so I think with me, hey, I have a lot on my plate. How are you doing? Or
yes.
How
can I talk about my problems or whatever yes. you want to say it?
And, you know, let it be known, hey, I'm available for you as well if you're going through something today right. or if you're not having a good day. Because I think, yes. And I think it's like, I can help two people instead of it just being one person. And I would say growing up, definitely in high school, my fresh sophomore year being the new kid in town and everything, I kind of felt like I kind of if I want to make good friends or if I want to make cool, you know, make good with the people here, I gotta be overly accepting of people's mm-hmm. situations and not focus on mine. I'm glad I outgrew that. I did yeah. outgrow that. And now it's like, if this is an actual relationship, an actual friendship, businessship, we're gonna have those boundaries. And not like boundaries of, you know, don't cross somewhere else, but it's like, you know, just things to help the relationship grow and make the bond tighter. So, because yes. I've had that situation. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. You know,
it's not like I don't care. It's just a lot going on. We got right. a recession. Right. Gas is $7 over here.
Like, yes.
My mind's on something else, you know?
Yeah. And I think venting, I mean, if you can't vent to someone, you know, try to write a diary or something or put on your phone.
Yes.
You know,
journaling
is a good thing to do.
Talking to yourself, like, is very underappreciated, I feel like, because people think talking to yourself is that you're crazy. Like, oh, look at that girl. She's over there talking to herself. No. I don't think this needs to be normalized, talking to yourself, because always putting things on your friends, I don't think is always the best.
Yeah.
Also, why hello, therapy.
Yeah.
That's why therapists are there for you to help. Personally, and, just me.
And there's some therapies. You know, just because you don't like your therapist, that don't mean you have to stay with them. You know, try different therapies. Therapists. There's certain places where you can just choose before you go to. You know, you can choose, you can see which one, filter out the therapist that you like. Oh, this person is into this, or this person, you know, you can choose. Don't stay yeah. content with just one therapist and you're not liking it, because then you'll never grow. You're only resenting and you're wasting, you know, money and time and insurance or whatnot. I didn't do too much research into it. But I was just watching YouTube, and one of the advertisements, speaking of therapy, it was an advertisement. It was called For Her, and it had like depression medicine and whatnot. Well, I was thinking, okay, if there's a for her, there's obviously a for him, which I was, you know, correct upon. You can get therapy services online or in person. You would take a quiz. You mentioned about taking a quiz, and that would basically what it is. In this past week or 14 days, have you felt depressed or sad? A little bit, a lot, most of the time, often or rare. Like you take this quiz, a couple minute quiz, and then it gives you, you know, a synopsis or whatever.
Your diagnosis,
right?
Not a real one because that's too easy.
Right. And so, like, you just got to try it. You know, so I have insurance. I'm sure if I wanted those type of services, I could get it with a good cost or maybe free. I don't know. But I don't want people to have these resources around them and not take them, not use them. You know, take these resources for granted, not in a bad way, or maybe not for granted. Take advantage. That's what I meant. Take advantage of these resources. Not advantage of just having it and not using it, but advantage of this is going to help me grow and this is going to help me no longer need these eventually or, you know, in due time. And speaking of resources, I'm really happy to share this type of information, share this type of experience. So last year was my first year ever having like a job where I'm like, you know, working with kids, summer camp, basketball, all of that. And I was, you know, I was going through that job search, that dreaded job search on Indeed. Shout out to Indeed. And one of them was like a youth advocate at the LGBT Center of Los Angeles. Now there's plenty centers, not plenty, but there's like four or five centers spread across LA. And last Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, no, last Monday, I went there. I went there. I had a couple questions. I was intrigued, and I had time on my hands, so I wanted to get out. And it was in Hollywood. I've never been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame and all of that before, the Jimmy Kimmel Live places. I never been there until that day. I took the Metro from downtown to there, to maybe like a couple, maybe like 10, 15, 20 minutes or whatever. And it was cool. I went there and I was just engulfed with so much positivity, so much information. There's a youth center it's a big complex, but there's a youth center for people under 25, you're good. Either you're at risk of homelessness and you're hungry or you need resources, you can apply. You're going to take an application, not application, but you're going to fill out the information. What's your name, your social status, like are you homeless, or do you have a home, are you, you know what I mean? Because it is LGBTQ, they'll ask you, are you this, what are your pronouns? Super respectful, super nice, right? And I did it. I wrote ally because I'm an ally. What's up? And I come in there. They have free food, like fresh fruit, meals, milk, tea, literally those type of Gatorades, sparkling water every once in a while. It's not everything all at once, but it's everything, you know, every other day. And they serve breakfast. They serve lunch. They serve dinner. And that's just like the food and drink part. Like they give out snack bags so you can have good snacks when you leave, yogurt, things of that nature. Now, that's just like the food and stuff, but there's centers in that place. And I mean, it just knocked me out the water. They have a music studio center in that place. So like literally like just a small recording studio, you can go in and just and do your thing. It really does. And there's a lot of creatives in LA. No matter your sexual orientation and preferences, it's a lot of podcasters and rappers and singers and musicians. There's a employment office. So for instance, if you're looking for a job, they will help you find a job. If you're looking for an intern, paid internship, they have those there at that center. So you can go there, get paid, work, get that experience. If you need a, if you're applying to be a security guard, they will help you get your guard card. No cost. If you're, they do these like job interview, like mock interviews, that's what they're called.
Right.
Mock interviews. And if you're going to an actual interview, or depending on what type of job it is, they will fund you the clothes. You know, they'll help you get the attire, the proper attire for the job. Super cool. In like next month, if I'm not mistaken, or in a couple weeks, towards the end of this month, I wear glasses. These were like $700, $800. I mean, they're Ray-Ban, so, you know, it's cool. Well, I got lucky for my birthday. They gave me 50% off discounts on top of mad other discounts or promotions they're running. So they came out to like $300, $400. But this place, again, under 25, free eye scan, free all of that, and free glasses. And that's amazing, because if I didn't have these, I mean, my eyesight was already bad at the time. With me wearing these every day, my eyesight's only gotten worse without them. But what I'm saying is, like, that would have been a really easy and nice resource for me to have if I wasn't blessed to have the current, you know, the funds to obtain these glasses. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's just so much. If you need a computer, you know, you have an iPad, we both have MacBooks, they have the Macintosh computers. If you need a computer to hop on Indeed or to find certain things or to print certain things, they have that center for you, you know? And it's so cool. I was there like Friday, and they were doing like a Juneteenth type deal. So people were doing like a spoken word or whatever. And every 2 minutes there'd just be a lot of clapping because they were performing and stuff. Like, there's, you know, just so many things to get involved in. And again, I'm an ally, so you don't have to feel like, oh, I'm not a part of specific.
You don't belong.
Yeah. You're going to feel more than just belonging.
Safe space.
It is. It is a safe space. And it's just opened my eyes. It just opened my eyes and expanded my mind. And so many great kids, so many great people that's, you know, out there helping, making a difference. And I'm going to put the specific address that I go to in the description. And there's also a center that's specifically for like medication. So if you're, you know, we're in LA, so, you know, I only, you know, reckon that people of the community identify as one of those gay, lesbian, trans. If you need medication or, you know, things like that, there's a specific center for medication to go, you know, the doctor's office. Like, I put that in the description as well. Like, it's super cool. And it's Pride Month, you know what I mean? Like, it's Pride Month. And I feel like it's my obligation, and as an ally, like, I want to support and spread awareness to this, you know, crazy, great place, crazy in a good way, obviously, just great place, supportive place, that if I didn't take the chance to go and find out for myself, I may not have been, I might, you know what I mean? Like, this is helping me maintain this level of good mood and positivity, and it's incredible.
It's crazy to me how it's like the bare minimum of necessities of living life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me that, I'm assuming this isn't government involved, I'm assuming these are people who want to help other people. So every time I just hear about stuff like this, it kind of just blows my mind that we have to do stuff with ourselves to help each other.
Yeah.
Just for the basic health and basic things that the government can't freaking do, which...
Yeah. I mean...
They're for, but whatever.
They give out... I mean, they don't, like, give out, but they have, like a box of just condoms and lube to take. Promoting self... You know, promoting a safe sex. Yeah, safe sex,
yes.
Sexual lifestyle.
We should always promote safe sex.
I mean, I promote it. I don't mean I'm doing it. You know, I promote it.
Just safe sex versus abstinence. Let's get that clear.
Right.
Come on now.
And another center that is connected. They're not owned by the same people, but Project Q. I put that in my story yesterday. Project Q. Sunday, Juneteenth. Okay, tomorrow? We're having tomorrow. 12 p.m. 5 to 5 p.m. I'm gonna get the address and everything.
Pull up.
Los Angeles River Center and Garden, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's a Juneteenth and Pride event. There's gonna have special, guest speakers, music. There's a DJ, food, things of that nature. And if I'm not mistaken, you can also get free haircuts there as well. It's a magical group of people that are, again, like, this isn't government funded. This is by us, for us, you know? And, you know, getting to know these people, this amazing group of people, it's just, again, opened my eyes to, it don't matter what you identify as, because it's just good people. It's good people doing good things. It's people looking out for each other. And I'm just in love with it, because that's what I've always been about, is always what I'm, you know, going and striving for, is what can I do to help someone else, whether it's information, whether it's resource, whether it's, you know, how can I help you feel good about yourself? Like, this is happening, and it's impacting more than just one people or one person, and more than just 10 people. It's impacting a large group, you know, a large collection of people. And I just want you to know, if anything you take from this episode, is what you are is important, who you are is important, and I'm always going to support you with that. You know, you don't have to be 6'8 to be a good person. You don't have to be from this place to be a good person. You don't have to be 5'4 to, you know, there's no limit to riding this ride of promoting positivity. There's no limit to, there's no height limit or anything to just be a caring person, being a person of positivity and trying to spread that, you know? And that's something that I'm so happy to be a part of. I'm happy to be aware of with the LGBT Center of LA and Project Q. I'm gonna put all the information to get in contact with them if you need it in the description. And just happy Pride. I was at one of them. I didn't go in. I did not go in because it was a lot of people, and you know me.
What do you mean go in?
So I live, like, it was at a park, the National Historic Park of LA, and they had everything from music. I mean, I think it was promoted by TikTok, because it kept on saying promoted by TikTok. So,
TikTok's a good resource.
Yeah, TikTok is pretty much the thing that helps people get known now. And I went there just to scope out the place, you know, see what's going on. And we talked about this off mic, off camera, where, like, I was there just seeing what was going on. And it was like, in different, like, spots of the park, is these guys with these signs and these 1970s screechy microphones. It's you still have time to repent. You still have time to enter the gates of heaven. You don't. I'm like, yo. And again, I talked to you about this. I talked to one of the guys that was just handing out these papers, and I'm right beside him because it's hot. It's kind of like shaded. It was a little bit shaded. I'm like, yo, don't you know people are not listening to you? What are you doing with your time? Like, it is Saturday. It is hot. And
it's
no
summertime.
It's summertime.
People are trying to be half naked out here. What are you talking about? Global warming.
Exactly. And people are just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, again, I just said it doesn't matter to me what you are. It's important to what you are and who you are. But you can be Christian, you can be Jewish, you can be Buddhist, you can be Muslim, you can be yourself. But you don't have to
shove it in people's faces.
Exactly. You don't have to create upon. You don't have to, hey, I'm this, I believe what I am is better than you, you're going to hell and you're not a good person unless you're a part of me. Like,
that just makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh in order to avoid being mad.
Well, of course.
Like it bothers me just how egotistical people are. I mean, we all have an ego, you know, and I have mine in certain ways. But it's definitely not with like personal beliefs, definitely something as like a religion or whatnot.
I just don't understand how these people come to these events though to really try to convince people that they're sinning and they're gonna go to hell. When it's like, you're the one that are coming to our events.
Yeah.
So what does that say about you? Like, you have to be so miserable to do that. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. And I told you, like, it's a whole lot more of them and days and people with their pronouns than it is with these guys, these miserable, because it was all men, by the way. Most of them,
white,
yeah.
White men, man. Y'all funny.
Yeah. And it was just like, yo, it's more of them than it is with you. And if they wanted to really, like, mess y'all up, it's only so many police officers here that's going to be able to do anything or if anything at all. Because I was talking to the police officers. They were like, yo, like, yeah, I don't get it either. Like, when I was there, it was like these girls with these big carryable ice boxes, for the lack of a better word, and they had like these free energy drinks. They were just handing out for free, and I'm like, yo, like, this place, even though I'm not necessarily a part of the culture but just ally looking out but inside, like, I'm being gifted just do niceness, you know, it's hot, yeah. Here's an energy drink, or it's hot, you can get dehydrated, here, take one. They gave me a fan, like, it was one of those, like, the wood and then the thing, like, it's hot.
Oh,
these
man.
Guys that are preaching, and I'm not going to just bash Christianity or whatever, but these guys that are preaching their rhetoric and their beliefs, they're not doing nothing for me. They weren't making my day less hot, they weren't giving me no water or anything.
They're not trying to better your day.
Exactly. They were trying to feed me some BS. That's what they were trying to feed me, if anything. And I wasn't taking that. I'd be hungry, but I'm not hungry for BS. That's one thing. And, you know, I just took away just so much positive vibes. You know, there's guys, I don't mean just like men, but just guys.
People
just, hey, you. I mean, I was wearing the Roots shirt. Hey, I like your shirt. And I'm like, me too. That's why I got it. Like, you know, I had my hair up, and it's like, hey, nice hair. Just, you know, complimenting, just overall positive vibes.
Yeah.
And there's more, again, there's more pride, parades and gatherings and things of that nature. And it's, you know, to me, it's about just being yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not just like being yourself. I mean, you know, not hatred, not, you know, being a hater, but being yourself in a community that has been, you know,
accepting and, like, I want to say, like, non-discrimination. I think that's what kills me, is the fact that these people, what we really want is just, we want to be accepted. Like, you know what I'm saying? These people at Pride, like, there's Pride events and there's Pride Month because it hasn't always been legal to be gay. So,
yeah.
We just want to be treated like every other human being. And the fact that this man over here standing with the mic, like a megaphone, being like, nah, you're going to hell. Like,
yeah.
Bro, we literally want equality, and you're literally saying, no, I'm going to discriminate against you. Does that not sound crazy? That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Like, come on now, bro. Like, it's funny to me because it's always the people who are like, have the tattoos and piercings and are pansexual or have funky hair, however, just the interesting looking people that are like the least judgy.
Yeah.
And it's always the, like, by the book,
yep.
You know, the Bible or God says this, that are like so judgmental. And I'm just, why? Do you not look in the mirror? Like, do you not look in the mirror and ask yourself why you're doing this? Like, I understand if you want to believe what you believe, but, like, again, it's just this whole rhetoric of just,
yeah,
going to a place, like you said, of positivity and then just not being positive. What's up with that, man?
I can't notice to hear that you're saying we, like, maybe you, like, you know.
I know, I'm saying we as, like, super inclusive because, like, who knows at this point. It's just, I'm just super, I'm part of the positivity group, so I want to be in that group.
Yeah.
I'm an ally as well. Always support that since high school.
Yeah. I mean, when we think about the word queer, or when I think about the word queer, I get motivation and inspiration from the weirdest and outgoing of things. When I think of the word queer, it just sounds different.
I don't even know exactly what queer even means, if I'm being 100% honest.
I mean, we both got, like, phones and computers.
But when I look up the definition of the word queer, it just questions, like, am I queer? I don't freaking know.
I feel like, you know, some things don't have to be defined in a general sense. Like, right now, you're typing in queer, and it says strange or odd. The word to me sounds strange because it's like queer.
Ooh, I guess it says it's an umbrella term for people who are not heterosexual or not cisgender.
Right.
It originally meant strange or peculiar. Peculiar.
Queer came to be used. I'm not gonna read that.
Pejoratively,
that's why you stopped, huh? Against those with same-sex desires or relationships in the 19th century. In the definition we get...
It's weird, too. It literally says, the second definition for an adjective, it says too often offensive.
Yeah, of a person, homosexual.
So that's supposed to be... Maybe that's like... They took back the word queer, like the N-word.
And you made a perfect example, which what I was thinking. It says often offensive, right?
Oh, I did not know that was offensive.
I mean, I've known offensive because I think it was Offset. Someone in the Migos rapped the word queer, and they got bad backlash about it. I've been aware of the word, and when I say it sounds different, it sounds strange. It's just like how you're pronouncing not the actual definition, but just saying it, like, you know, like, it just sounds like a strange word. Like, when you say something like box or say the word over and over and over, it's like, what am I even saying? Like, that's what I mean. When I was a kid, I'm like, that sounds weird. That already sounds strange or odd. That don't mean it's a bad thing. You know what I mean? That's what I'm taking from it. It's like, okay, cool. It's strange or it's odd. It's different. And I feel like we're all different. And we should embrace different, and we should be able to...
Differences brings us together.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If we're all the same, we can't. But if we're a little bit different, we can fit in the crevices.
We can bring new ideas. We can bring new perspectives. We can bring in, you know, different outlooks in life. And we can bring that all together. Like, if we're going to a Friendsgiving or Thanksgiving, and we all bring the same thing...
Like...
That's going to be boring.
Exactly. And another example that my head goes to is I just think of, again, the government. And there's always older white men making the decisions when that's not the majority of our country. Why are these old white men who all have this line of thinking, why are they the ones that are deciding things and voting on things when, hello, there's black, brown, you know, women, disabled, like, we should have a variety of people in the government in order to have a better understanding of how freaking America works, because a lot of these things that they're trying to pass, man, just these old white men, they just don't know.
And shout out to Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans.
Okay, I don't know if I want to say shout out to Juneteenth, because technically the history of Juneteenth is that they freed the slaves, and then the state of Texas, they didn't tell the slaves that they were free. So I don't know how I feel about shouting out Juneteenth.
Well, that's because they didn't know what they...
Exactly. That's fucked up, though. That's like some America-ass shit where, like, oh, I'm sorry. That's really so American to, like, hey, you know, slaves, you're free, but guess what? In Texas, we're not going to tell you nothing. Like... I don't know. It makes me feel weird about that personally, but hey.
I mean,
I'm all for the days off. Please take the day off, people. if you're black, of course. I don't care if you're white or any other race.
Yeah.
But please, because that's fucked up.
Donations, gifts. All white people should be cash apping a black person, a black woman on Juneteenth, a black person on Juneteenth.
Yeah, you gotta put down your cash app.
Donations.
Put your cash app, your Venmo, whatever you
all
have.
All that.
On the description so they can send you some money.
All that. Pay your bills and all that, all right?
Yeah.
Gas, all that, all right? Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can laugh about it. It's like, yo, shout out to Juneteenth. You're free, but we've taught you no English and we kept you away from all education. So, yeah. You're free, but you don't know that. So
yeah, that seems like so illegal. I don't understand how, like,
it's crazy.
Why can't, like, I don't even know. I don't even want to think about this hypothetically.
That is crazy.
The government owes those people money for allowing them to work for free.
I mean, they dead by now, but
I
they
know,
owe
but
us
I'm
money.
Just saying reparations, bro. Like, come on now. Come on. The United States is so grimy, I just can't even. Yeah,
because the government gives us an inch and then they take a mile from us.
I don't know, and this was also crazy to me, so people who don't believe in, like, what is it? Blanking on the word right now. White supremacist? No, that's not what I'm trying to think of. White privilege. You know, just saying, like, oh no, we're all equal now, and it's like, no sir, no, no. We're not, because probably my family, because I'm freaking white, you know, had advantage where they probably owned a farm or something, since my grandma lived in Missouri. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had the chance, and then black people don't, because they started from, like, literally nothing. You have zero money and zero skills in our eyes, and we're still racist. So you're free, though, like you said. Like,
my people built your family's farm.
Stop. Who knows, man? Who knows? I need to do an ancestry 1-2-3 or whatever.
That 23.
So I can figure this shit out. I'm very curious.
That's crazy. Hey, you may be.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe like that 2%.
Yeah. Now, hey, this. Yeah, of course, the 2% is important. Yeah, I mean, that's the type of bag, that's the type of mood I am, like,
it's
pride all month. I mean, June is my birthday month, so, I like to feel, like, anew. I like to feel like I've grown, I like to feel like I've been reborn in this month, and I don't want to ever be negative in this month, and there's June 19th is an important day because you have Father's Day. Okay, shout out to all the dads. I've been there. Okay, I'm not a stepdad. I'm the dad that stepped up. Okay.
Oh my God.
Donations, gifts. All right, dads, put your cash apps. Okay, single fathers.
Listen, we should talk about the role of fathers first of all. If we're gonna talk about Father's Day, because a lot of people don't have fathers out there, unfortunately, and I don't know what that says about these men out here, but why are y'all having children and not stepping up?
Yeah.
I'm curious, how do you feel about single mothers who claim, hey, Father's Day, happy Father's Day to me because I'm the only one taking care of my child? As a man, I'm just curious.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Some guys it bothers for some reason, which I think is weird.
It's kind of like how do you feel as a man when women go online and say men ain't this or men ain't good? It don't bother me because
the shoe don't fit.
Yeah, exactly. That's not me. I'm not gonna ever like defend. Hey, all men. It's not all men because that's what guys say. It's not all fathers.
I hate that so much.
It doesn't bother me because it shouldn't, I'm not 35 and insecure, but one of my favorite, okay, think about it like this. My favorite musician, Drake, was raised by a single mom. LeBron, my favorite basketball player, one of the GOATs, was raised by a single mom. Now, Drake's dad was there every once in a while, and I'm not saying Drake's dad was a bad dad or a bad person, but LeBron's dad left, never to be seen.
He missed the bag, man.
plenty of bags, the house of bags.
Oh, my God.
Okay, like, if I was LeBron, I mean, if I was LeBron's dad and still alive, I would be... I would be up in Staples Center, like...
See, that's what's crazy to me, because I literally feel like the only reason to have a child is so that they can make money and then you can be rich, right? Because then they'll take care of you, because you're their parents.
Yeah.
Why would you... Why are you going to have a child and not be around? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And, you know, I work with kids, and, like, honestly, kids are... They're just the best. And I'm glad that we're on this topic, conversation of just parenthood and stuff and fatherhood and motherhood. I mean, you know, I was raised with a single parent. You know, I was raised by my dad. If we're talking about parents, mom and dad, but I had the contributions and love and help from my Auntie Betty, both of my grandmothers, a lot of my dad's sisters. I had, you know, Aunt Betty is my great aunt. I was raised by a lot of women in my life.
Is that why you're so sensitive?
That's why I'm so emotionally responsible. That's why I'm so...
Just kidding, you're a Cancer.
You know, that's why I love women and treat them the way that I do, with respect and love. But, yeah, and I feel like with being around so many women in so many different parts of life, you know, different, you know, stages and ages in life, is allowing me to see so many different perspectives and see so many different reactions, you know, see so many different things. And, yeah, I have no problem with the mom claiming the Father's Day role, because being a parent, no mom or dad, just being a parent with one kid is hard enough. Being a parent of two kids, three kids, and listen, by yourself is hard.
It takes a village to take care of a child. That's what that phrase, that saying. Yeah. Is because it literally takes a village.
Yeah, that's where it
you
comes
need
from. Yeah.
All the help that you can get. It's not supposed to be just one person.
No.
That's why I'm scared to have a kid, because we all know the responsibility is going to fall on the women. Sorry, men, but like.
Yeah, and a lot of it does. It's, I'm going to go out to the job and I should be home. By the time I get home, dinner should be ready. All of this.
See, oh, man.
All the traditional.
That's what makes me nervous, honestly. I love children, I swear, but the best part about loving children or like not having children is I get to return them to their mother.
Right.
Like, okay, you're crying now, you can go back to mom, she'll take care of you.
Yeah.
I like all the fun, easy part. I'll be the fun aunt.
I'm gonna be what Drake referred to LeVar Ball as, the black dad that's there too much. That's there all the time.
LeVar Ball is a dope ass dad, and the fact that he got three of his sons in the NBA.
Yeah.
And, that is incredible.
And people really don't know about the his son's or his wife's like health situation.
Oh yeah, I definitely was watching that TV show, like, that they had, and she definitely had cancer or something like that.
Yeah. Like
she was, it was a scare where I think they almost thought that she was not gonna make it, and I'm like, oh my God, that is so freaking sad.
And like, you know, without the information, it's, oh, there's this dad that's trying to take advantage or live through his sons and all of that. It's like, no, man.
And I also think, honestly, I think it also has to do with race, because I really don't think, I'm confused as what the issue is of him being so vocal about
the supporting of his sons.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he literally said, my son's going to the NBA. My son.
He like, manifested that, and I love that.
Heck yeah. And they grew up in Chino Hills. Like, they're from here.
That's so dope.
You know what I mean? Like,
I just don't understand how you can be hating on them. They made it.
Yeah, like, honestly. Like, this guy, like, they're great. Like, this is black excellence. This is excellence. This is.
So, shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to LeVar.
Father of the day for Jesus. Just kidding.
Yeah, father of the year. I'm happy to see those type of stories, and unfortunately, you know, we don't get enough of those because we're not allowed those type of stories like that. But I think it's inspiring. I think it's motivating, and I think, again, you know, as a father or a mother that is taking up that father role, it's not easy. You know, being a single parent, whether it be a man or a woman, is not easy because It takes two. It takes a mom and a dad. It takes a village.
It takes two to create the child.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you need two to help raise that child, to help, you know, build that child.
Yeah.
You know? And shout out to all the moms, shout out to all the dads. Yeah. It's not easy. I was raised by, you know, my dad, and it wasn't easy, and I definitely didn't make it any easier on him, which I wasn't going to, shouldn't have to, but and I can tell now in retrospect, you know, why he, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, he played the game, and you know, he smoked a lot, and he stopped because of me, which is, I'm grateful for. But, like, you know, I could tell, like, now back to look at it, it's like, yeah, it's not easy. It's stressful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to work, and then if you're the one that's picking up your kid from school every day.
Yeah, how are you supposed,
like,
to do that?
Exactly. Like, that's not easy. Yeah. I used to be the last kid at the school.
Listen.
Being picked up from carpool.
I came from a two-parent household, so I had both my parents around, but I too was also the last person to get picked up after basketball practice. I used to hate that.
Yeah.
I used to hate that, but I will say it's because I didn't have a cell phone. I don't know. My parents were protective. But yeah. Shout out to my dad. Might not always be emotionally available, but he always financially available.
And there's the white privilege, folks.
Yes, absolutely. I will not.
Anyway, yeah, shout out to the dads, shout out to the moms. You know. And shout out to Ice, because it's Ice's birthday. He does not know who I am, but he's interacted with me online before, and he's a podcaster himself. So shout out to Ice. His birthday is June 19th. So three great things. And shout out to all the people's birthdays on June 19th.
Just shout out to everyone.
Yeah, shout out to the lovers and the positive people.
Shout out to the people who stepped up to take care of children when they're not their child. Shout out to the people who, you know, the aunties and the uncles who, like, or the grandmas and grandpas who didn't, you know, had to do what they had to do for the child, because having a child is just, ugh.
Shout out to the people that stepped up that wasn't given a staircase. Yeah, I said that. Bars, okay, bars. Yeah, they didn't get they weren't even given a level to step up. They did it on themselves. They did it on their own.
Yeah.
And that should be appreciated, and that should be inspired, so. I think this was great. Do we have any, like, last second things we need to talk about, or?
I don't even know.
I don't know, but.
We talked about your center. I think that's a big.
My name. Center, okay, I like that then, thank you. Shout out to Khalil, because his birthday, okay, my birthday, June 29th. I would be reminding everyone through podcasts, of course. I don't like being that annoying person that puts on, like, the reminder.
Gotcha. Either you know me and you know my birthday, or we're not friends.
Exactly. So,
what you are doing? Are you gonna invite the people to an event for your birthday?
I mean, if people just want to take a big ass nap with me, because I'm most likely going to be sleeping after work, because I have to work on my birthday, and
life.
You know, it's life. So, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Hopefully, I'll be with you know.
People that you love and care about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Who are
that's the 29th on Wednesday.
Miles away from me. So, yeah, June 29th, Wednesday, which is not the coolest day to have a birthday, but nonetheless, I end up doing something. So, well, with that being said, thank you for tuning in. This was a great, great talk. Shout out to all the... yeah, right. In a positive manner, right? You know, there was no yelling or anything, no anything.
We were
vocal.
Last time we were yelling?
Oh, no, we weren't.
Okay, I was going to say, we don't be yelling.
Yeah, but we're only saying goodbye because my MacBook's about to die. So we will see you later. All right, love. See?
Yeah,
see?
Low battery.
I know.
Hopefully I'll be on the next one.
Yeah.
Or in the future podcast.
Exactly, so... love always, always love. Khalil, Denise, one.
We out.
Yes, we are. This has been cool. So.